Greetings. Greetings and welcome to another exciting episode of The Age of Aquarius. And I am your host, Kenosha Amen. Well, I'm saying welcome to everyone here in the United States of America, even though I do not celebrate this day the way many of us have been, I guess you could say, programmed or told to celebrate it. I celebrate this day, October 31st, as reverence, connection to, communication with my ancestors and other dimensional beings on other dimensions, what you would call the spirit world, and ultimately with the universal prime creator. And that is my belief. But it is also what I know to be true. I choose not to celebrate death or Day of the Dead because no one ever dies. You just transition to another dimension. Your consciousness continues. You do not die. So on this, what is normally called Hallows Eve, I'm just here just sending a message out to everyone to say that we are definitely in a transitional, transformational period. Tonight on Hallows Eve is a harvest full moon. And the last time we had a full moon here in the U.S. or where it would be visible across all time zones, the last time we had that was 1944. So 76 years ago was the last time we had a full moon on Halloween. I mean, it's just interesting whether you study Chaldean numerology or Platonic numerology, and you just study the numbers. You know, 76 years ago, 7 plus 6 is 13. 13 is not an unlucky number. It's actually a very powerful number. 13 is the 13th zodiac, the center zodiac, the serpent. I think it's called Phileus is the 13th zodiac, which is not mentioned. So there's more than 12 constellations. There's a 13th constellation in the zodiac. So 7 plus 6 is 13. 76 years ago was the last time we had the full moon on Halloween. It was interesting what was going on in the world in the U.S. 1939 is when World War II kicked off, and World War II didn't end until 1945. But here we are in 1944, and there's a lot of great changes happening in the world. Here in America, the focus seems to be on the politics and voting in of who's going to be the next president. As I've always said, it's probably more prudent to pay attention to what's going on in nature, what's happening in the atmosphere, what's happening in nature, in the skies, what's happening with the weather. That is what's real. Politics is what is given to us to be concerned with, but what's real is what's going on in the oceans, in the skies, the weather that we're dealing with, the insect infestations. Well, they're not really infestations, they're just movement. The insects, you know, the so-called murder hornets, that's just energy. Everything that happens in nature is energy. Everything we see is energy in motion. So these things are a little bit more important than what they tell us to be concerned with, but this is just my viewpoint, my opinion. You, of course, can make your own decisions about what is important and what is not important. So, yeah, 76 years ago was when we had the last full moon on Halloween. It's also interesting, 1939 is when the World War II kicked off, and then 2019, and that's around the time here in the U.S. when all the CEOs, there were like massive numbers of CEOs of companies just like stepping down, just like leaving. So that's 80 years ago, 1939 to 2019. It's 80 years ago. So that's the number 8 is the number for Saturn. The planet Saturn is judgment. I guess you could say karma. Saturn is it's not an evil planet, so to speak. It's a planet of, you know, patriarchal energy. A lot of people don't want to identify with patriarchal energy. I identify with both patriarchal and divine feminine energy, and you need both. When it's time to be judged rightly, or you have to balance the scales, and sometimes people don't like the judgment that comes through the pattern, through the planet Saturn. So we've got 80 years from 1939 to 2019, and we had all the CEOs and all the companies leaving right before lockdown started sporadically occurring here in the U.S., where basically people began to really become concerned with the plague. So that's very interesting to me. Right now, you know, you've got people saying that there's going to be something coming in the skies, an asteroid that's going to hit the Earth. I don't know. I don't have the super abilities to fly up there and see that. I don't have telescopic vision. All I know is what they're saying could be, could not be, or could be something that's natural that's going to happen. I'm not really sure. All I can say is, you know, over in Hawaii, they did have the situation with the lights. People saw a huge number of lights in the skies in Hawaii. And they were going on for a couple of days, not just one night. So that's just something to keep in mind. Keep your eyes on the skies. There are things taking place in the heavens all the time, and you just got to be aware of them. Not really sure if an asteroid is going to come or anything like that, but all I can say is tonight is an energetic shift for the world. Things are changing. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of concern. But I choose not to speak fear into the universe, but positivity. You know, this day can be used in a negative fashion, but I choose not to. As I say, speak life and positivity into the universe. Your words have a lot more power. Your thoughts have a lot more power than you know. So I choose to stay connected to my ancestors, those who have gone on to the next dimensions and are still alive. You just have to do something to communicate with them. That can be as simple as setting up an altar with a candle lit, some food on the altar, or pictures of those who have recently passed or have passed on, and you link into them. You communicate with them in that dimension, and also just your intention to be connected to higher dimensions. There's a lot more that can be done. It is your preference if you choose to dress in costume and go out and about, but it's also a powerful portal that we have tonight with the full moon happening on this particular day. So use these energies wisely as a portal to other dimensions, and you can choose to use it for positivity. Use it to manifest change in your life, in your environment, in the world. You have that power. You know, there are higher dimensional beings, and we are like chess pieces on a chessboard. And we're all shamans. We all are. You just don't know it. You're never told that. So as a shaman, you have the ability to link in, seal the breach between this physical, so-called physical world, or lower vibrational world, and the higher vibrational states, higher vibrational worlds, seal the breach between this dimension and the other dimensions, and make it a continuation of energy so you can bring positivity into this realm. And also, it's not just a one-way street when you communicate with your ancestors and therefore the universal prime creator, or however you define it. When you connect, it's a two-way street. It's not a one-way street. So you're just not receiving benefits from those dimensions. You're actually sending energy to those dimensions. You know, it's sort of like the movie The Matrix, where the so-called spirit world is actually Zion. And here, where we are on Earth, is the Matrix. And the trick of the Matrix is to make you to believe that, hey, this is all there is. And when you die, that's it. The dead are dead, and that's all there is. But that's false. Nobody dies. Consciousness continues. And those who are your ancestors actually exist in Zion, not bound by the physical constraints that we have. And it's two-way communication. They receive benefits by you communicating with them, and you receive benefit by being communicative with them. So just wanted to bring that message out about this Hallows Eve. It's a very powerful portal day because of the full moon that we have taking place. So link in with that energy, communicate with the ancestors, know that we have positivity. It's a very transformational time period that we're in now. I mean, look at the fires that happened in Colorado. Look at the fires that happened in Florida. As I said, the Kundalini energy is increasing, and the Kundalini energy will continue to increase. Also, when somebody says, you know, you're going to have a lot of people on social media who are going to say, hey, it's a cold spell that's coming. It's a harsh winter that's coming. Remember what I told you, the harsh winter is a sign of the Kundalini, the magnetic pole shift. I told you that, or I said that the winters would be extreme and the summers would be extreme. And so you see that. You had fires literally burning in Colorado. Some are still smoldering in some places. And you had places where the temperature was like 89 degrees, 100 degrees, and then in 2 days it went down to 30 and 20 degrees. That's that magnetic pole shift, the fluctuation of the magnetic field on Earth and the Kundalini energy. So that's going to happen. Also, the fact that we are already up to Hurricane Zeta on the East Coast. So all these storms that are hitting on the East Coast, it's like a pulsation. Well, let me put it this way. There used to be these old pictures that were out, like morning TV shows that used to come on when I was little, and there was like pictures that would show the sun. So whenever they wanted to show weather, they would show the sun as this, like, you know, round golden yellow circle. With, you know, the sun used to shine yellow. And, you know, when you go back and you look at it, and you look at all these pictures from the 60s and 70s, they show the sun yellow because that's what the sun used to be. The color used to be yellow, but now it's white. But that's another podcast that just shows that the energy of the sun has changed. But anyway, they used to have this little circle with the little face, a little joyous face with the little triangles around it showing the, you know, the sun rays. And it would have like a kind of puffy cheeks. And it would be blowing, and it would blow, and you would see like cloud, or it would be like wind. Shows just supposed to show wind, as if the sun is a person blowing air. Well, that air is actually cosmic energy or coronal mass ejections coming from the sun, solar flares, and it's solar wind from the sun. So the energy on Earth is driven by the sun. It's nature on display, as above, so below, as within, so without. So when a man unites with a woman, it is his seed that brings forth life in her womb. Same thing, you can't change that. It's the same thing with the sun and the earth. Sun's cosmic energy impregnates the earth. It causes changes in the earth's surface with the weather patterns. It pushes the weather patterns. That wind pushes the weather patterns. And when the sun's energy is intensified and it's more increased, well, you're going to have more storms. You're going to have a fluctuation of storms. You're going to have derechos. You're going to have massive hailstorms in Australia and other places around the world. You're going to have floods that are going to increase because of the heats that's increasing at the poles and the flooding. And you're going to have hurricanes up to Zeta. You know, what's next? It's probably going to be just numbers because we're up to Zeta. That was the last hurricane, and it's not the last hurricane. There are going to be more that are going to come. So that's why you have all these hurricanes back to back to back. Normally, the the hurricanes are months apart. Now they're weeks apart. So when you intensify, it's like the frequency. The energy that's coming from the sun is intensified, so the frequency of the storms will intensify. The number of hurricanes that you have will intensify. That's why you have that super typhoon that's hitting the Philippines, and you had a typhoon that hit Korea. Or was it Vietnam? I think it was Vietnam. I think Korea got hit too. So all these storms are energy frequencies that are increasing on Earth because of the energy that we're receiving from the sun. So just keep that in mind. We are in a state of major change, and it's going to continue. It's not going to stop. People's attitudes and behaviors are going to be butting heads. As I said, you've got some people that don't want to see change take place on Earth. And then you've got the change that's taking place, whatever, whether they don't want to see it or not, it's still taking place. And that change is an energy that's manifesting through people. You know, now, as far as the protests and protesting that you see taking place, are these people always positive? Do they always have good intentions? No, there are some people that are there with bad intentions. But overall, the energy is about change taking place on Earth. And that's not going to stop. That's part of the magnetic pole shift and the age of Aquarius that we are in. So, just wanted to bring you that message. Stay focused on the positive. Don't stay focused on the negative. Keep looking up to the skies. We're going to see more and more incredible, fantastic things, beings, entities, events take place in the sky. You're just going to see that. Whether it's stars, whether you want to call them UFOs, we're going to see planets that we've never seen before. We're going to see a lot of things in the skies, in the oceans. The Earth is going to be shifting and moving. We actually exist in a very magical dimension. And the lie has been to tell us that this is just a material world. We are magical beings, and we exist in a magical dimension. And this magical dimension is, you know, bound up with the principles of karma. So you have dharma and you have karma. And there's a lot of karmic debt that still needs to be paid here on Earth, and it's going to be paid. So by nations and, you know, by people. So that's the balance that has to be brought to Earth, and it's going to be a little shaky, but we're going to make it. It's going to happen. Just keep holding on. Keep holding on to your faith in yourself and whichever spiritual path that you adhere to. This is the age of Aquarius, and the magnetic pole shift is continuing. The changes are continuing in yourself, your DNA, your mind is changing, and I see a lot of chaos that's going to happen in the future too, but eventually it will settle and we will have a new world. We will have the true new world that nature wishes to bring and that the universal prime creator wishes to bring and will bring forth in this dimension. We just got to hang on for the ride, and it's going to be an incredible ride. So get out tonight and enjoy that full moon. And enjoy the shift. Once again, I am Kenosha Amend from the Age of Aquarius, signing off.